going, so I'm going to admit him quickly. Hi, Randy.
I think this is John Hughes. I think I just joined.
Okay. City Manager Sizemore, the public is in, and Chairman O'Dell, everyone from the board is in, if you would like to go ahead and start the meeting.
Hello, Jim, how are you there?
Great, yourself?
Yep, doing good.
We'll call this meeting to order now. If you could call the roll.
I'm Chairman O'Dell, I know that you're here. Board Member Mann.
Present.
Board Member Cousineau. Board Member DePuse.
Present.
Board Member Farrow.
Present.
Board Member Hughes.
Present.
Board Member Kakashi.
Present.
Board Member Wallstrom.
Present.
And Board Member Tompkins.
Present.
Okay. Chairman O'Dell, we have a quorum if you'd like to continue.
Okay, tonight we're going to do an informational review of the TIFA, which is required by state law. So, Nick, if you could, excuse me.
So, yes, Jim, in our agenda tonight, we just have a consent agenda before you and the board. That's the approval of the October 22nd minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I was just going to ask Chairman O'Dell if someone would like to make a motion to approve the consent agenda with the October 22nd minutes.
Motion to approve. This is Hughes.
I'll second it.
Leah, can you call the roll?
Chairman O'Dell?
Yes.
Board Member Mann?
Yes.
Board Member DePuse?
Yes.
Board Member Farrow?
Yes.
Board Member Hughes?
Yes.
Board Member Kakashi?
Yes.
Board Member Wallstrom?
Yes.
Board Member Tompkins?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes.
Thank you, Leah. Now we will go over the public comment agenda items, which is an informational review of the TIFA over the last year and just an overview of our annual activities, which is required. Okay. Excuse me?
Leah, do we have any public comment?
Yeah.
Yes, give me one second here. Sorry. City Manager Seislin, would you like me to read public comment first, or would you like me to
go ahead and please read first, Leah, and then ask the public if there's anybody in the queue.
Just a quick reminder before I read this public comment that only members of the TIFA board or staff should have webcams on. So if all members of the public can please refrain from turning on their webcams. Thank you. This written comment comes from Ms. Leah Greenwell of the 1400 block of Maryland. the recent update to the TIFA agenda, in which a consequential special meeting will be held the day before Thanksgiving with only a few days' notice, is troubling. As a city, we have work to do on transparency and procedure, and it needs to start now. Along with other residents, I implore the special meeting to be held with proper notice and to not have important decisions rushed through at the last meeting, which has already caused so much mistrust in our community. City Manager Seislund, that is the last written comment that I have.
Okay, thank you, Leah. And if you could go over and see if anyone's in the queue for a spoken comment.
Yes, I have three members of the public in the queue. So what I'm going to do is share my screen so you can see your 3-minute timer. And the first person in the queue is Ame. So if you will please unmute yourself and state your full name and city of residency for the record. Go ahead, please.
This is Ame Fluitt. I'm a park resident. And city council rules specifically preclude me from trying to influence TIFA decisions. So I'm not going to speak to the measures on which you're actually going to be voting today, but I am going to speak to the lack of public engagement and ask the TIFA board to reconsider their proposed schedule. I texted with the city manager on Friday, and I let him know that I would be speaking to you about my belief that the scheduling of the special meeting for Wednesday is inappropriate and wrong. TIFA is tonight, DDA meets tomorrow, and your planned special meeting, which addresses a major multi-million dollar city project, is planned for Wednesday. Three meetings in the same week is not good practice at any time, but three meetings in a row in a holiday week is like an announcement to residents that you prefer they not be involved. This happened in July of 2019 as well, when the city sought input on the master plan by holding three daytime meetings in the days leading up to the 4th of July holiday. This is the best possible way to exclude residents and limit their engagement. Again, TIFA and DDA informational meetings are scheduled for tonight and tomorrow, with a special TIFA meeting to be on Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve. The city manager tells me this was done in good faith. Nevertheless, very few people will attend these meetings. Your special meeting should be postponed until at least next week. Second, 5 TIFA members' terms, 5 of the members who are here tonight, are expired. When council last discussed TIFA appointments, I specifically asked that TIFA make no major decisions until new members were appointed or current members' terms were renewed. Members with expired terms should not be voting on a $4 million project or a 15-year lease agreement. Finally, I'll ask that the special meeting, whether it's this week or not, only present the bond for discussion and hear public comment, and that the vote not be taken until a separate meeting is scheduled. A decision of this magnitude should allow for more than one opportunity for discussion. Again, TIFA members, I ask that you postpone the special meeting from Wednesday until a time when residents may actually be engaged. These are your neighbors, your friends, and your customers. Please consider their wishes and respect their right to community involvement. Thank you.
Thank you. Leah, next public comment.
Mary, you are next. If you will please unmute yourself and state your full name and city of residency for the record. Go ahead, please.
Thanks, Leah. Mary Rulo, Grosse Pointe Park. Commenting on a couple of agenda items. First, with regard to the parking study, I note there's going to be an update. I hope the update will make clear what the next steps for the study are. Mr. Chairman, you recall at your kind invitation, I volunteered to be part of the group that's going to be working on the parking study. And I really want to do my best to keep our neighbors informed. So I hope when we come out of the meeting tonight, I'll have a better sense of the timeline for the study and how I will be able to participate. Secondly, with regard and following up on May's comments, with regard to having a meeting on Wednesday, I ask you, the TIFA members, to postpone this action for several reasons. First, as she articulated, 5 of you have expired terms. This is just totally inappropriate to be voting on this bond in that situation and it's up to the mayor to fix it at the December meeting, and he can, and there's still time to then vote before the end of the year. Secondly, having a meeting on Wednesday clearly is inadequate notice to have the public participate. What is the message here? And third, this calculated and continuous use of a, quote, special meeting is very transparent and unacceptable. Mr. Chair and the TIFA members, I assume that this is being driven by the city manager, the scheduling, but you as members can and should say no to a special meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Leah, next public comment.
Hey, Brian, you are next. If you will please unmute yourself and state your full name and city of residency for the record. Go ahead, please.
I'm Brian Vosberg, resident of Grosse Pointe Park, as well as the TIFA district. And I was commenting on two items. One is, this is the annual, or one of the two informational meetings, rather, for the board. It says in the Act 57 of 2018 that there is supposed to be a no less than 14-day notice for this meeting. I do not remember seeing anything anywhere close to 14 days ago noticing this meeting. It also states that you are supposed to notify all affected taxing jurisdictions who have taxes captured by the TIFA district. So I'm wondering if that occurred properly. Neighbors that I talked to did not see anything about this 14 days ago. Secondly, I would also like to echo the comments about the special meeting for the bonds. In my 20 years of working in government, in urban planning, I have never seen a city decide to make such a large decision of this type the day before a holiday, and also make it for the have the large information on it be presented the day before a holiday. It'd be one thing if the board and the city council had contemplated the details of these decisions for quite a while, and this was the final vote. But this is the first time you're seeing this. This is a major, major decision for the city and for the TIFA district. You're locking in potentially a huge percentage of your revenues for years to come. And I think it is wholly irresponsible to do so with such little notice and to do it on the eve of a major holiday. Thank you.
Thank you. Leah, next public comment.
Okay, Susan, you are next. I'm going to ask you to state your full name and city of residency for the record. Go ahead, please.
Sure. Hi, my name is Susan Dundon and I live in Grosse Pointe Park. And I also wanted to echo the comments of my fellow residents about the timing of the special meeting. I think as many of the council members know by now, I've been trying to follow most of the many meetings that are happening to learn more about what's going on in town. And I was under the distinct impression from those meetings that there there was one of the most important things that was coming up related to the TIFA was the vacancies and the selecting of new members and potentially, you know, reviewing the applications that would be coming in for people with expertise to serve in this board. And I think it's really important for that process to be completed before any huge and new major decisions would be made. I'm not aware of the rationale for having to have a special meeting after a meeting that you're having tonight, another commission meeting tomorrow. And from my opinion, it really does hamper the ability of residents to both attend and to have their voices heard and be informed. So I would urge you strongly to postpone that meeting to another time after some of the key critical new folks who will be appointed to the board will have time to be able to review all of the issues, including the bond that would be before them. And I simply don't understand the need to rush into a special meeting. So thank you very much for the chance to express my opinion. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Leah, next public comment.
phone number ending in 4516, you are next. I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself. And please state your full name and city of residency for the record. Go ahead, please.
Hi, my name is Martin Steiger. I'm a park resident and also a rental property owner in the Tifa district. I was surprised to hear about the proposed special meeting on Wednesday, as well as the fact that the Tifa is proposing to meet two times this week. That seemed unusual to me, so I went back and reviewed the last 15 years of Tifa minutes, which the city provided to me recently. Not once over that 15-year period was a meeting held in the evening, the day before Thanksgiving. Not once. And not one time during that 15-year period were two TIFA meetings held in 1 week. So what the board is proposing to do, or whoever is scheduling these meetings is proposing to do, seems to be unprecedented. The TIFA is proposing to hold more meetings in 1 week than it has held in entire years in the past. In 2007, one meeting. 2009, one meeting all year. 2016, one meeting. 2017, one meeting. 2018, one meeting all year. But for some reason, the TIFA wants to meet twice this week. It doesn't make sense to me. Thank you.
I know what I'm.
Thank you. Leah, next public comment.
Done. Colin, you are next. I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself and state your full name and city of residency for the record. Please go ahead.
Hi, my name's Colin Mulder-McComb. I'm a resident of Grosse Pointe Park. I'm going to keep this pretty short because, you know, we've all had a lot of meetings lately. And this week especially, I mean, three meetings in three nights just before a major holiday. Now, this feels slapdash and rushed, and certainly not enough time to fully consider the implications of this bond. I urge you to defer consideration of the bond until additional members have been seated, as opposed to members with, you know, lapsed memberships. And I'm sure all of you on the board have lives, jobs, and families who would like to see you. You know, go home to them on Wednesday night. Cancel this meeting. Thank you very much.
Oh God, they're oldies. They are oldies.
Thank you. Leah, next public comment.
Vikas, you are next. I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself, please, and state your full name and city of residency for the record. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Leah. My name is Vikas Rellen. I'm a city council member in Grosse Pointe Park, and I live on Pemberton. First of all, to the board, TIFA board, I'd like to say thank you for all your time and your efforts representing our city's best interest and our residents. For those that can't speak up, it means a lot to the TIFA area, and it also holds a big responsibility. What you guys are going to be talking about is a $4 million bond. That's a lot of money. And there's still so many unanswered questions, which should be discussed amongst yourselves once you get time to think about it. So I'm asking you as well to postpone that meeting on Wednesday. Give yourself a good time to look over the materials, have a good discussion, take another few days break, and then come back for more discussion and a vote. Having a meeting the day before Thanksgiving, I think, shows a complete lack of what we should be focused on, and that's resident engagement and transparency. We can do better. 7 p.m. the night before Thanksgiving, no one should even be asked to be a part of a meeting on that date, especially in 2020, when we need to take our victories where we can, and that's a night we should be celebrating with family. Mayor Denner stated that there'd be no major decisions until the new members are on the board next year. There's 5 expired members. That's more than half of you on this call. I think you should not be able to vote until you are renewed and we are in compliance. Again, we can do better, and thanks for all your efforts. Thank you.
Thank you. See you next public
comment. City Manager Seisland, I have no further public comment at this time.
Okay, thank you.
No more comment? Okay, now that we're done with the public comments, we can go on to the informational review of the TIFA. But I want to add that the decision on building this building was made both by the TIFA board and the city council, which voted unanimously to go ahead with this many, many months ago. And what we're doing on Wednesday is more procedural. requirements. And we would have put it on tonight, but because it's an informational meeting, we had to schedule a separate meeting, but there's no reason people can't comment on that bond at the end of this meeting if they're unable to make meeting on Wednesday. And one of the beauties of doing this over Zoom is if somebody's out of town, they can still participate in the meeting on Wednesday. I know it's the day before Thanksgiving, and I probably would prefer a different date. The time is of the essence with this bond issue. So, Nick, if you could go ahead on the informational review of the TIFA and the overview of annual activities.
Okay, well, thank you, Chairman Nodell. So, Chairman Nodell and TIFA Board, for you tonight, I have in your packets a group of TIFA activities for 2020 and future goals. I'd like to go over a brief recap of what's been going on with the TIFA in the year 2020. Obviously, COVID has certainly impacted much of city government. However, I was pleased that the TIFA was able to approve the COVID-19 grant program that was appropriated for $50,000 to help businesses with assistance, including curbside delivery, parklets, tables, chairs, heaters. And so with that, we had 10 businesses apply, and they were awarded funding of up to $27,000. Assistant to the manager, Smith, has been very helpful in working with business owners, and I would like to really thank her for her hard work. We definitely are still advertising for those other businesses that would be interested in applying. This is a grant that's very simple. We're happy to work with you, and we'll continue to advertise in this process. Grant will continue through the rest of this year, and I can foresee it going into 2021. Grosse Pointe Park was one of the first five within the state to open a social district. What a social district is it allows outdoor social beverages to be taken, so beer, wine, spirits, to walk within a certain commons area. For example, those commons areas are on Charlevoix and on Kercheval. And four businesses are a part of this social district right now, which include Rustic Cabins, The Bricks, O'Flaherty's, and Red Crown. On March 4th, the TIFA approved the amended development plan. And this was the plan that discussed the Department of Public Works building that's being discussed, that was discussed in public comment, will be discussed on Wednesday. And that includes in their discussion about the bond for $4 million beginning up in 2020 and the lease from the TIFA to the city. The TIFA adopted bylaws and rules regarding holding of meetings on March 9th of 2020. The TIFA selected Stucky Vitale Architects on March 4th, 2020 to act as the architect for the new public works building. The TIFA as well purchased the former Verdunk's Bakery property on Mack Avenue, which will be the on-site location of the new DPW building. And in the residential streetlights program, this is a program where we're looking to replace light bulbs and or street lamp posts that are not working or fallen over. I believe we had probably close to 100 last year that were fixed. And as of this year, we've had 54 homes received improvements. And so I would like to continue that program because it's been working well and certainly lighten up our district. Projects and goals for 2021. These are simple ideas that we've been, work continuation and or I think goals that the TIFA should look into. And I certainly want, to hear from you, the TIFA members, those new TIFA members coming on, City Council and the public for your thoughts and ideas, especially with everything going on with COVID-19. So projects and goals of 2021, we're going to have the start and completion of the new Department of Public Works building. I would like to see a continuation of the COVID-19 support program. I'd like to look into an expansion of outdoor dining to-go options for our business districts, expansion of our social district participants, continuation of a residential streetlight program, parking improvements, working with the city master plan consultants, MKSK, that was approved by the City Planning Commission, promotional activities post-COVID. So looking at events such as we used to have with After Six and Kerchival and the Charlevoix events. How can we look to have events like these with COVID and post-COVID in the future? And a real important thing that I would like to see the TIFA look into and, you know, work with more and, you know, continue that goal is community and business feedback and outreach. You know, it's something that I know we'll be striving to do. I look forward to working with you, the TIFA board, and the public. Other than that, Mr. O'Dell, that's all I have, and I'd be happy to answer any questions or hear comments from the board.
Okay, thank you, Nick. Does anyone have any comments from the board?
One question, City Manager Zeeland. You mentioned that the, this is Council Member Hughes, you mentioned that the plan was amended back in June to pursue the bond and the lease, and that the City Council has approved it. And So what we're talking about here tonight is not new business. This is just kind of continuing the what we plan to do and what was approved to do. Is that correct?
Yes, Board Member Hughes. So back in March, the TIFA approved the amended development plan, and then City Council voted on this separately. I believe it was on June 8th. And within the TIFA amended development plan, it discusses the maximum of the $4 million beginning for the TIFA bonds. And that also includes in the amended development plan language discussing the lease of that facility to the city. You are correct, sir.
So, yeah, there's nothing new here, correct?
Excuse me. Sorry about that.
The question is, there's nothing new here. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
So all the TIFA board would be doing on Wednesday is formalizing what's already been approved by both the City Council unanimously and our TIFA board in the past.
Yes.
Are there any further comments or questions from board members?
This is Board Member Farrell. I need to just clarify, because the bond that we're talking about has already been looked at by City Council. This is nothing new that we will be voting on Wednesday. And this has already been seen or presented to the public, to the residents of Grosse Pointe Park, or somewhere on our website or somewhere where we can go and look at this. So this is not something that's just being pushed out in a hurry. This has been ongoing for a while. Is that correct?
That is Board Member Farrell.
Okay. All right. And so I have no problems with Wednesday, except that I work. But anyway, this is not like a rush to put something, you know, to just make something move through real fast, because it's just something that has already been looked at. We've already talked about it a million times. I just feel like every time I go to a meeting, we're kicking the same can down the street. And so this is just going to be like, we're going to be do this, vote on this thing on Wednesday, and we won't have to vote on this bond again until it comes up for renewal. Is that it?
Could you repeat yourself? I think what you were asking, Board Member Farrell, is that, I'm sorry, could you just repeat yourself?
I just want to make sure that when we vote on this bond on Wednesday, that the City Council has already looked at this bond. Everybody already knows about this bond, and we won't have to vote on this again until this bond comes up for renewal, if it ever does come up for renewal.
So this bond has been discussed by City Council. It was first voted on back in December by the City Council that the bonds would not go above the $4 million. Then the TIFA in March approved the amended development plan, which discussed in there the bonds would not exceed $4 million. And this would begin in 2020 for up to a 15-year period of paying that back. And then the City Council in June passed the amended development plan. However, I don't believe that was unanimous. I believe it might have been a 4-3 vote of council. I would have to check back on my records.
I believe so the December one. Wasn't the December one unanimous?
In December, that was the case. However, in June, I believe it was a 4-3 vote of the city council. And so at this time, what we're looking to do at that meeting would be to finalize the bond process that has been laid out in documents, both reviewed and passed by the city, by TIFA and the city council, including the full faith and credit resolution that was passed by the city council in June of this year.
Okay, so my next
question. I hope that answers your questions. I'd be happy to answer more.
Yeah, my next question is the people that I heard from the public that was expired, forgive me, but the people who are expired, were they on the board when all of this from city council approval, were they a part of all of this on the TIFA board, these members who are expiring right now? They've already voted on this also at one time or another, right?
Yes, board member Farrow, I believe everyone except, I believe you were the newest member.
I know, so, I didn't vote on it because I'm new. Yeah.
Right. So are you, and I'm looking through, it was just yourself, board member Farrow.
So everybody else already knows what's going on and has voted on this one way or the other, correct?
That is correct, yes.
All right, thank you.
Is there any further questions or comments from board members? If not, then the next thing on the agenda is to set meeting dates for 2021. Now, I am not asking for a reappointment, so that probably will not be affecting me. So, Nick, if you have any suggestions for meeting dates or any other?
Yes. Yes. So, thank you. Just give me one moment here to scroll through. So, before you tonight, TIFA board members, to assist with planning for your calendars, obviously, so we don't have, meetings like this, I'd like to be able to formalize them. So before you tonight, on a quarterly basis, I'd like to propose 4 meetings of the TIFA. It seems like Tuesdays and Wednesdays seem to be the best time of board members. So I have for regular meetings of the year, the TIFA would meet on January 5th. Which is a Tuesday. April 6th is a Tuesday. And then we would have our first informational meeting on June 8th, which is a Tuesday. A regular meeting Wednesday, July 7th. Regular meeting October 5th on a Tuesday. And then last but not least, we would have an informational meeting on December 7th, which would be a Tuesday. All these will be held at 7 p.m., location to be determined at this time, but I foresee that Zoom will probably be more than likely through the next half of the year. And special meetings may still be called by the chair and or the director and or I believe it's 3 members of the TIFA board if necessary. So if there's any further thoughts, otherwise I'd ask if someone could ask a motion to approve the calendar for next year for TIFA.
Are there any comments on the proposed dates? If not, is there a motion to approve the dates?
Board Member Rahlstrom, I make the motion.
I'll second it. If there are no further comments, Leah, if you could call the roll.
Okay. Chairman O'Dell?
Yes.
Board Member Mann?
Yes.
Board Member Cousineau?
Yes.
Board Member DePuse?
Yes.
Board Member Farrow?
Yes.
Board Member Hughes?
Yes.
Board Member Kakashi?
Yes.
Board Member Rahlstrom?
Yes.
And Board Member Tompkins? Chairman O'Dell, it looks like Board Member Tompkins dropped off the call, but we still have a quorum and the motion passed.
Okay, great. Then we'll move on to the parking study update. Nick, if you could comment on that.
Yes, so thank you, Chairman O'Dell. So last time we spoke, we did have a discussion regarding proposals that came for a parking study update. The board later decided at the time that it would be best to defer those actions and that the city manager look into this more, especially with resident engagement. And so, frankly, the day after our TIFA meeting, I had a great discussion with our master plan consultant, MKSK, and as part of addendums that they can add to the city master plan includes a parking plan. And so after further discussions working with MKSK, you know, I decided that it would be best for the TIFA to consider working with the city and its master plan consultants on that parking study. It's something I'm certainly going to entertain to the city council because it'll be an extension. There will be a request for additional funds to help pay for that parking study. I would certainly like to see if the TIFA would be willing at that moment to approve additional funds to pay for the TIFA portion. And the nice thing with MKSK regarding resident engagement is they have a program that's, I believe, called the Resident Ambassador Program. And so as part of the parking study, you know, members of the public will already be reaching out to our commercial districts. They'll be reaching out to our residentials. So not only will they be working on the master plan, they'll also be working on the parking and, you know, asking residents in commercial, you know, what is it that you, you know, you see now and need. And really with COVID-19 at its current state with the new MDHHS order and potentially if that continues, I believe at this time it would not be in the best course of action for the TIFA to work on a parking study. However, I think there's some other measures that we could take, you know, looking to work with our commercial and residential at this time. So if there's any board members with comments or questions, we'd be happy to discuss.
And I'd like to add that this parking study would be for the whole city, including the DDA, a much more comprehensive study than what the TIFA could do on its own.
That's correct, Chairman O'Dell. This would be something that would encompass the entire city. So I looked at this as an opportunity of why not do it right and do it once with the entire community.
Yeah, because parking obviously is one of the more important issues that the city's had to deal with over the years.
Right.
Manager, what is the general timing of the master plan study?
So timing of the master plan study, you're looking at about 8 to 10 months. So probably in the fall of next year, you'll see the master plan be almost finalized.
And is there a chance there might be preliminary work done on the parking study before the master plan is finalized?
That could be done sooner.
Yeah, that would be good because we might want to get going on some other things.
Mr. Seislin, this is Joe Tompkins. I'd like to make a comment.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So in regard to the parking study, what I would propose is that we, you know, at our last meeting, we proposed that we put together a group to help determine what kind of questions we wanted to ask and to have some TIFA input. And then it's been obviously moved to the master plan. I would still like to continue with that process because I foresee the master plan due to COVID being 2 years out. I don't see this happening very quickly. I think that if we could form a small group of TIFA members and citizens, we already have some volunteers, that we could formulate our own questions. We could approach the commercial community along the TIFA, all of the commercial people in the TIFA committee, and at least begin to find out what their thoughts are on parking. I think it varies by district quite a bit. I think, you know, some districts have a much greater problem, maybe not today, but certainly when we get back to normal, parking is going to continue to be a problem. It was a problem, and TIFA just did away with it. But we can't live our lives, for the rest of our lives, worrying about COVID. We've got to move ahead with this. So anyway, I would like to propose that we put together a small group and at least canvass the commercial district. And I think Mr. Seislin could probably head that up, and maybe we could hire a local intern or something to help do the administrative work, and the TIFA committee could help pay for that. I don't believe it'd be very expensive. Thank you.
No, I think, Board Member Tompkins, I think it's a great idea. Certainly something that I believe would also help our master plan consultants. And, certainly I think something we can reach out to and work on a little bit of a study of impact of, where were you at about 12 months ago? And where do you see yourself now with COVID? And where do you see yourself moving forward? I think that's a great idea and something I can certainly look into.
Is that something we need to formalize, Dan, or can we rely on that we'll probably put together some sort of a group to do that?
Maybe we could put it, the chairman, if you want, we could put a small group together, or maybe we can ask certain members of the TIFA that are on Mack Avenue, Charlevoix, and Kirchville to maybe head that project. So maybe I would propose maybe Mr. Tompkins, maybe you could work on Kirchville, and then, we could have Sonny Mio, work on Charlevoix, and maybe Jimmy DePew over on Mac, something like that.
Yeah, though I think we need to coordinate our activities. I mean, I think what we need is a small group, and I think Mary Rulo, who's probably still online, has volunteered once. I think she would probably volunteer again, and I think we should include at least some non-TIFA members. And I think we should at least try to meet via Zoom as a group and sort of hash out if we have a plan, if we can come up with a plan. Maybe we'll be like the politicians. We won't be able to come together, but I'd like to at least try. That was a nonpartisan comment, I think.
Absolutely. Nick, if I may, DePews?
Yes.
I've talked to a lot of people on Mac, and also residential. Parking is a big issue. Maybe it's not the hugest thing right now at this point, but it is a huge issue when things are busy and things are going, So I'm in favor of all that. I've got a couple ideas. I'd like to express them with people at a later date, but I've got a couple ideas that have came from business owners on Mac, couple Charlevoix, and some residential people that think a few things might help. But count me in if you need me on that, if you want me to help out on that.
Okay, great. And then I would ask Sonny Mio, but I don't want to sign him up for something if he's not on the call right now for Charlevoix. So maybe we can reach out to him at a later date to see if he'd be interested in that. But otherwise, it looks right now, I think having a Mr. Tompkins, a resident, and Mr. DePuse could be a good start.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll move on, but to the setting the special meeting for November 25th for the bond resolution of DPW and lease. Now, Nick, do we need to do a formal vote on this, or is this just more of an announcement?
This is more of an announcement, but I can ask the city attorney, Ms. Young, if she'd prefer that, that the TIFA could make a motion to approve the special meeting.
Hi, Nick. So no vote is necessary under the bylaws. The special meeting can be called at the request of City Council the board chairperson, the director, or any three board members. So a vote is not necessary.
Okay, okay, thank you.
Then we'll just announce that the meeting will be on November 25th at 7 p.m. And then we can move on to new or old business. Does anyone have any new or old business they'd like to discuss? If not, then we can move on to public comments on non-agenda items. Leah, do you have any comments to read, first of all?
Thank you, Chairman O'Dell. At this time, I don't have any written comment. I do, however, have people in the queue for a verbal comment, if I can go ahead with that.
Please.
Okay, so I am going to go ahead and share the timer again. And the first person in my queue list is actually going to be Colin. You had your hand raised earlier, so my assumption is that you are raising your hand to make public comment during this time. So I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself, please, and state your name and city of residency for the record again. Thank you.
Great. I'm Colin Mulder-McComb, Grosse Pointe Park. Nick, you had said that the bond language was available in response to board member Farrow's question, and I don't recall seeing it anywhere. Wanted some clarification about where that language was posted and when. Thank you.
Thank you. Leah, next public comment.
Mary, you are next. I'm going to ask you to once again state your full name and city of residency for the record. Go ahead, please.
Thanks, Leah. Yeah, I would like to echo what Colin just said. I think as residents, we really are entitled to a specific answer to that question. Where was that language posted? Because I didn't see it until I saw it this afternoon. But I also, Mr. Chairman, want to be really clear about something. I volunteered to be part of this parking study, and I think you were fine with that at the last meeting. And I heard Mr. Tompkins specifically invoke my name tonight, and I appreciate that, sir. And then I heard Nick say, a resident. So I'd like to know before I get off this call so I can report back to my neighbors, will I be a part of that group, or is Nick and anybody else gonna go around and find somebody else? I really think I'm entitled to that answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Leah, next public comment.
Okay, Brian, you are next. I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself again and state your name and city of residency. Go ahead, please.
Brian Bosberg, resident of Grosse Pointe Park, also the TIFA district. I was wanted to comment on a few things I heard at the meeting tonight, this idea of the parking study. I'd like to remind the board that the board made a commitment to completing a professional parking study before tearing down any additional houses. That was a commitment you made to the residents of the TIFA district who live next door to this and who are impacted not only by the demolition of homes, but are also impacted by the parking as well. It's not just commercial residents or commercial business owners that are affected by the parking. We, the residents of the district, are equally as impacted by the parking problems in the district. So just because more business owners are on the TIFA board doesn't mean that the parking problems are any less than what the residents experience. I still have not heard an answer to the question I posed about, is this meeting, the informational meeting, properly noticed? If it wasn't, then the TIFA is in violation of state law once again. And then my third statement would be that the bond terms have not been public. I have not seen the terms of the bond anywhere. I would have been looking for those. As someone who handles bonds, municipal bonds, as part of my work, I've been very interested to see those terms. And so this board has not seen those. This would be the equivalent of signing a purchase agreement on a home, knowing where your house is and how much money it's going to cost, but then just walking into the mortgage broker's office and signing whatever paperwork they put down on the table in front of you sight unseen. Do you, the board members, deserve to know what the terms of that are? The residents and the citizens of the city deserve to know what the terms of the bond are and to have time to consider those and to absorb those. Thank you.
I'd like to make a brief comment, Leah and Director Nick, just with respect to the notice issue that has come up a few times. I'm confirming that proper notice was given 14 days ahead of time and to all tax jurisdictions and posted during the 14 days. And then the special meeting notice is only required to be given 18 hours in advance under the Open Meetings Act, which the city has also done.
Thank you, City Attorney Young. Leah, any more public comment?
Yes, Manager's husband. I have two more people currently in the queue. Tim, you are next. I'm going to ask you to state your full name and city of residency for the record. Go ahead, please.
Great. Thanks, Leah. Tim Kohler, Gross Point Park resident, Berkshire Road. We want to make two comments. The first one here is in response to what the assistant city attorney just stated. And while I do appreciate that there's a minimum expectation requirement, you know, constant encouragement here from myself, and I'm sure it's shared by many of our residents that although minimum standards are great, we should hold ourselves to a much higher standard, and that's not meeting the minimum. And so advanced public notice, setting calendars, which I saw we're doing, is great. Special meetings, I understand how they can be called and who can call them, and appreciate the insights tonight and the awareness that was made last Friday and again today on Wednesday night's meeting, but would always encourage us to be better and not just meet minimum expectations. Just also want to support, I believe it was Colin, Mary, and then I think Brian just spoke as well regarding the language of the bond and where it was publicly available and posted. You know, I know there's a lot of us, and I'm sure you all have heard our names and seen our names out there as we're making public comments once again. Would some point encourage you, city manager, to, if it is true that it was posted and it was made available, you know, I will gladly eat crow and give you all the praise and accolades you deserve for posting it. But I think you're hearing from a lot of us that we have significant doubts that it was shared with this board and with the public. Thank you.
Thank you. Leah, next public comment.
Phone number ending in 4516, you are next. I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself and state your full name and city of residency for the record again. Thank you, and
Hi,
go ahead.
Hi, Martin Steiger, Gross Point Park resident. I've been dismayed to hear several people during the course of this public comment session inquire of the city manager where residents can find this bond language on the city website. It's been disappointing to hear him just sort of ignore the question and move on. So I wanted to give him just one last opportunity to tell the residents where they can find that language on the website. So Mr. City Manager, where can we find that language? Thank you.
Mr. Steiger, this is public comment. We do not do a Q&A back and forth, but certainly if you were to send me an email, I'd be happy to answer. Was I on mute?
Yes, you were.
Oh, sorry. Mr. Steiger, this is public comment, not public question and answer, but I would certainly be happy to answer your question if you send me an email.
City Manager Faison, I still have two people in the queue.
Okay. Next public comment.
Okay, Vikas, you are next. Please state your name and city of residency for the record. Go ahead, please.
Thanks, Leah. This is Vikas Rellin, city council member.
Just want to reiterate my thanks for all your time and efforts on the board here. It is a big responsibility. This is a $4 million bond. I think you owe it to the residents to give a little more chance for resident engagement. 18 hours is the bare minimum required. If you've been listening to any of the meetings all this summer and up to this point, we've continuously heard that term from our city attorneys with this project and the Art Center. They're continuously trying to diminish our resident engagement and completely hide transparency. We can do better. We ask you to help us do better. You are the representatives for our city residents, and it's very important that you support them in this endeavor. And I also want to reiterate that the council voted 4-3 on this bond terminology. That should tell you how important this is and how conflicted we are as our elected officials of our residents. Please do your diligence, review the bond information, and do everything you can to get the residents' engagement and keep the focus on what is best for them. This is $4 million over 15 years spent over the entire city. The TIFA is only responsible for the TIFA district. Again, that's something to be aware of, as well as the board membership being half out of our half in expiration. Again, something to be dealing with before you guys vote on this on Wednesday. Again, Thanksgiving night, Wednesday. If you tell anyone that you're having a meeting on Thanksgiving night on Wednesday, you already know what they're going to say. So please do your diligence, and I thank you again for your efforts and your time.
Thank you. Next public comment.
Hey, Ame, you are next. I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself and state your name and city of residency for the record again. Please go ahead.
Ame Fluitt, park resident, city council member. Didn't plan on coming back afterwards, but I feel there are a couple of things I need to be very clear and honest about. There were some questions from the TIFA board. It was asked a couple of times whether they were voting on anything new, and they were told they were not. You absolutely are voting on new language that was posted on the website, as far as I know, today when this agenda went up. City Council did not vote on this bond language. We voted 4-3 to put the city's full faith and credit behind the bond. We did not vote on the bond language. That is up to the TIFA board. There has been no time for public comment on the bond language. The TIFA board alone is going to be responsible for accepting that bond language and ensuring that it is in the best interests of the city and the TIFA district. So I'm going to say that again because I have 2 minutes left on my time. City Council did not already vote on this. So I'm asking the TIFA board to do their due diligence to ensure that they're looking out for the city's interests and to understand this absolutely is something new that has not been voted on before, and the public should have the opportunity to weigh in.
Thank you. Leah, next public comment.
City Manager Seisland, I have no further public comment at this time.
Okay, thank you. Chairman O'Dell.
This is no further public comment. I call for a motion to adjourn the meeting. Is there such a motion?
Joe Tompkins motions to adjourn.
Second, Hughes.
Okay, then I guess we will.
A roll call.
Okay, we'll call the roll now.
Yeah. Chairman O'Dell?
Yes.
Board Member Mann?
Yes.
Board Member Cousineau? Board Member Farrow?
Yes.
Board Member DePuse?
Yes.
Board Member Hughes?
Yes.
Board Member Kakashi?
Yes.
Board Member Rahlstrom?
Yes.
And Board Member Tompkins?
Yes.
Chairman O'Dell, the motion carries.
This meeting is now adjourned. Thank you all so much.